Welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're going to look at the Tennessee Titans this week, and their offense is certainly better and a lot different with Marcus Mariota out there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you take it another step, they're actually different, too, with a healthy Marcus Mariota out there. We saw in the Monday night game this past week, although Tennessee won, and I think Marcus played a fantastic game, you could see some of the injuries are still lingering within him, and he's definitely not playing at 100%, but he's still playing good quarterback.
Yeah, I think when you look at Mariota, his athleticism is what separates him from some of the other quarterbacks, but like in that Monday night game, he played from the pocket really well.
Yeah, he's showing right now that he's making those steps necessary to be a top-tier NFL quarterback. And again, early in his career, making plays outside the pocket. Monday night game, he showed he could make them inside the pocket. Tennessee, I hate to tell us Browns fans, but Tennessee has some depth and some weapons. Delanie Walker right here. They have a young tight end from Florida International, third-round pick, Javon Smith, number 81. So they have some size and speed. You see Marcus right here doing a fantastic job.
Look at where he throws the ball to. He throws it to a spot. When he knows he's got to get this to a certain area, he's throwing this trusting that his tight end's going to make this route, right?
Just like the route we looked at last week with Deshaun Watson, how the guy, nobody looked open. Everybody looked covered. He throws it so early, he throws it to the spot. He's not throwing it to the receiver. He's throwing it to the spot the receiver should be. Mm-hmm. And look at how concise and short this throwing motion is. Even with pressure coming up basically the A-gap right in his face, he doesn't have happy feet. He has his feet settled, a quick little release, and just an impeccably perfect, accurate football.
Their running game's pretty good, too. And they're led by DeMarco Murray, number 29 in the backfield.
Tennessee will do motions and shifts against us. They got an extra lineman in the game. They're moving him like a tight end down here. This causes confusion with the Seattle secondary here. So you use a shift, now a motion. You've changed the strength twice. Now you come down to the bottom of the screen. This is well blocked, well executed, well designed. So the DeMarco Murray, the back here, takes that first step, again, right at the inside linebacker. Two steps there, and then bends it outside. And that sets up the angles also for the pulling guard and the fullback.
And then the rest of this is just Murray showing his athleticism at his age to still be able to take it the distance.
Goes without saying, of course, our defensive front seven would be great if we could take away and slow down the running game without having to bring that eighth guy, extra guy, into the box.
Thanks again for joining us inside the film room. There was a look at the Tennessee Titans offense.